Happy New Year!
Today on the Pageant Cast, we have Michelle Moore, Mrs. Ohio America 2002, and star of an episode of MTV's Made, here on the Pageant Cast.
This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
Pageant Cast episode 104.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
This is Angelique Carville, Mrs. United Nations U.S. 2007, and you are listening to the internet's first podcast dedicated to beauty pageants, the Pageant Cast. And here's your host, Tim Kretschmann.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for the great introduction. You're listening to the Pageant Cast. We're back. We're back after my little Christmas vacation. I needed some time just away from the podcast for just a little bit, recharge those batteries, and get back at it with enthusiasm. So a lot of you that sent me emails over, let's say the month of December, you probably have noticed no response until like this last week or so. So I'm just starting to dig my way back out, and I'm coming out slugging. We're going to have a great show today. And to make sure of that, today's guest is Michelle Moore. She was a Mrs. Ohio America 2002. You might have seen her on MTV's Made, or you might remember she was top 10 at Mrs. America that year. So you'll want to listen to this interview. It's a lot of fun. Of course, all of our interviews are pretty good, I must admit. And I have to say, I am refilled and invigorated. As I record this, it's New Year's Eve. That means it's almost been a week since Bartholomew left. I couldn't be happier. I still have to fumigate that room. It smells like candy canes. I don't think I'm ever going to be able to go in that room again without thinking of him. And he warned me he'll be back next year or so. But we are done with Christmas. I hope that you had a wonderful Christmas or whatever holiday you're celebrating this time of year. I had an absolutely great time. Enjoyed every moment of it. Loved it. I do the soundboard for my church and just did a couple shifts out there. And there's something about being around the church at Christmas time that really makes me feel a little bit nostalgic for when you're a kid and you remember being involved in little Christmas pageants and, you know, walking around as Joseph and all those sort of things. And getting to sing those wonderful old Christmas carols and hymns that I just wait all year for that little taste of familiarity and something that you just know is going to happen. There's something very comforting about all of that. Hey, also want to remind you that we have been getting a lot of phone calls, and I really want to encourage you all to give us a call. Tell us what you're going to be doing in 2008. Give us a call at 206-339-TKPN. That's 206-339-8576. But you know what? This show isn't going to do itself. Why don't we just get this thing started? So let's start today's Pageant Cast.
TKPN Podcast.com. You've got mail.
We received an email from Kristen Moore, Miss Teen New Jersey International 2007, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Hope all is well. As always, love your show. Have a good day. Well, thanks so much, Kristen. And I hope you had a Merry Christmas and are having a Happy New Year. We received an email from Nicole Falzone, Ms. United States 2005, wishing us a wonderful holiday back to you, Nicole. Thanks so much for contacting us, and we're looking forward to continuing to keep track of where you're going as you continue your successful ways. Our next tune, as always, comes from the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com, and the name of the band is Curious, and the name of the song is Goodbye. So let's hear Goodbye by the band Curious. From PodSafe Music Network, it's next here on the Pageant Cast.
With the growing popularity of fresh, fashion-forward magazines such as InStyle, Allure, and People Style Watch, the pageant industry can't afford to be left behind. The vision of Savvy Magazine is to combine the traditional elements of pageantry with cutting-edge trends in fashion, beauty, and pop culture. We believe that very soon Savvy Magazine will be a must-read for all pageant women and a favorite among female readers in general. Look for the first issue of Savvy to be released this January. Go to www.savvymag.net and subscribe today. Savvy Magazine, the best of pageantry, style, and pop culture.
Savvy Magazine is saying Happy New Year to all of the people out there in pageantry. Now you can go out to www.savvymag.net. That's SAVVYMAG.net. And if you type in Get Savvy, GetSavvy, you'll get your first issue free when you sign up. Again, type in Get Savvy and you will get your first issue absolutely free. But here's the caveat, it's done Thursday, January 3rd, Thursday, January 3rd, 2008, this offer expires. Get Savvy. So, get your Savvy magazine at SavvyMag.net.
It's time for another great interview on the TKPN Podcasting Network.
You're listening to the Pageant Cast, and on the phone with us today is Michelle Moore, Mrs. Ohio America 2002. Hello, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
I am absolutely fantastic, and it's great talking to you. You were top 10 at Miss Con 2002, and you were on a recent episode of MTV's Made, and you just did a fantastic job on that program.
Oh, thank you. I had such a wonderful time. The girl that I worked with, Lily, was just such a neat girl, and it was quite an adventure. I was honored to be able to be part of that show.
Now, being somebody that's in the spotlight, and you were picked as the representative of the pageant world, did you feel a little bit of pressure there because you don't want to give a bad impression of pageantry? Because let's face it, MTV does a pretty good job of making pageants look bad in the past.
You know, I definitely felt a lot of pressure because the kids that they pick for MADE don't come to the MADE process with the skills that, say, you're coaching somebody who really wants to do a pageant. Normally that person's going to come to the pageant with the skill set built in. You know, maybe they had been modeling or had dance training or did pageants as, you know, as children.
Mm-hmm.
And so for MTV really to add the drama to the show, they picked the most unlikely candidates. So I felt a lot of pressure from that perspective because I knew I was going to have my work cut out for me. But the other thing I felt a lot of pressure about was really to make certain that the actual message, the message that I wanted to get out, got out. And I do understand that pageantry has a certain amount of physicality built into it and judging based on that physicality. But it's my personal belief that really beauty comes from the inside. And that confidence, I mean, I've judged a ton of pageants at all levels and been a competitor myself, and I really do believe that when you are up on stage, that thing that is so attractive, that X factor that you just can't take your eyes away from somebody, comes from radiating confidence from within. And I really wanted to make sure that I got that across, that I got that across not only to Lily, who I was coaching, but that it came out loud and clear so that other girls watching across America would really be able to see that it's that the other stuff is gravy on top and you can learn it, and you certainly need to have a complete package,
mm-hmm.
but that the important thing was confidence from inner beauty.
Well, I do think you did radiate that particular message, and it also became apparent that you've been involved in pageants for quite some time. Did you have other titles besides Mrs. Ohio America?
No, actually, surprisingly enough, my very first attempt at pageantry was as a Mrs. contestant. I didn't compete growing up. Well, actually, when I was 5 years old, I was Little Miss T-Ball. My mom signed me up, and there were 100 little girls, and somehow I managed to win that, and I got to ride in a convertible and wave at everybody, so I was pretty thrilled by that experience, but never did it again until I was married and came to pageantry as a Mrs. I grew up with all sisters, and so around our house, you know, we loved to watch Miss America. There wasn't mm-hmm. even a Miss USA at the time,
right.
but loved to watch Miss America on TV, And I just never, I was always booked up with other activities, and I never actually competed, and figured that when I did get married that my time had passed to ever be in a pageant. And then one of my coworkers at the time found a little blurb in the newspaper about Mrs. Ohio, and I had no idea that something like that even existed. And so I went out for it and ended up competing in 1993 for the title of Mrs. Ohio, and I was first runner-up. We had a field of 63 contestants. Then figured I'd had that big life adventure. I didn't know anything about pageantry, so I didn't realize that it was like, you know, golf. You don't go out there and shoot 100 and never come back. You keep going until you get the score you want. But I didn't know that. And so I just figured I had that big life adventure, and didn't even think about competing again. And then years later, and two kids later, my husband said, you know, you really ought to do that again, you know. And I thought, well, I don't know if you can do it again. And then I did, and was first runner-up again in 2001, and then went back in 2002 to win it. So three pageants. Well, actually four if you count Mrs. America. That's my experience on the competitive field.
Now, where was Mrs. America held that year when you competed?
Oh, Mrs. America was in Honolulu my year, and
ooh,
it was
score.
Breathtaking. We had 15 years, or 15 days, actually. 15 years would be fabulous. We had 15 days in Honolulu. And it was just breathtakingly beautiful. It is one of my top five all-time life experiences. It was just amazing. Not only the scenery, but the other girls, and really having that experience. I wouldn't trade it. It was incredible.
So any plans of future competitions?
You know, I actually direct the state of Ohio for the Mrs. Ohio pageant. When I got back from Mrs. America, my director was leaving, and so there was a directorship open in the state of Ohio, and they offered it to me, and I took over, and I love that. Surprisingly enough, I mean, you wouldn't think from the kinds of activities that I do, but I love being that behind-the-scenes person. Even when I was competing at Mrs. America, I mean, I helped other girls do their makeup to get ready for the competition. You know, girls I was competing against, or helped them with their eyelashes, and I love that. I love helping other people prepare for this, and I mean, I like the competition aspect. I think that's a lot of fun, and I'm a highly competitive person by nature, but I really found kind of my niche being behind the scenes and making it come together and making a memorable weekend for, you know, 15, 20 ladies, how many ever compete, as opposed to just preparing myself for a competition. I actually get a lot more out of it that way.
Okay. Hey, we're coming up on a break. We'll be back with more with Michelle Moore, Mrs. Ohio America 2002, in just a moment.
This is April Strong, Miss International USA 2007. And I'd like to invite you to check out all the features at the PageantCast website. This is the website where you can hear, and yes, see, your favorite beauty pageant participants. Check us out at thepageantcast.com.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
We want you to be a part of the show.
How can you be a part of the show?
It's really easy. Just give us a call at 1-206-339-8576.
That's 206-339-TKPN.
Leave us a short message and we'll play it right here on the Pageant Cast.
Be a part of the show.
Be a part of the show today.
Be a part of the show, the Pageant Cast.
Be heard from coast to coast and across the world here on the Pageant Cast.
Please leave your message after the tone. Press any key to end.
Get your TiVos and VCRs ready. It's Pageants on Television.
The next story is a little bit of a twofer, because to a lot of people's surprise, the press releases really went out this past week about Crowned, the mother of all pageants, that they are starting to look for season two people. Now, I have to say, people that are fans of the show, take this with a grain of salt. The reason I say that is because we saw very similar items go out at about Tierra Girls, and it never got picked up for a second season. So if you're very excited about this, be a little sadder but wiser. You don't know for sure that that's actually going to happen. But if you are interested, Crown Season 2, here's the information. We're currently on a nationwide search for mothers and their grown-up daughters. Now, that does mean 18 years old or more. To compete in a team as a one-of-a-kind beauty pageant on the CW Network, the mother-daughter pairs will face a series of challenges that will culminate in a primetime beauty pageant finale, where the winners will take home a valuable prize package, including a $100,000 cash award and, of course, a fabulous pair of tiaras. No previous pageant experience necessary. For more info, you can go to www.cwtv.com/crowned. Or if you have direct questions, I got this from an email from Mindy at crownedcw, all one word, .net. crownedcw.net. So give Mindy a call if you are so interested.
This is Janice McQueen Ward, Mrs. United States 1999 and Mrs. Indiana International 2008, and I'd like to invite you to check out all the features at PageantCast website. This is the website where you can hear and, yes, see your favorite beauty pageant participants. Check us out at thepageantcast.com.
It has been brought to my attention that it's been a while since I've told you what interviews we have coming up, and obviously I had quite a backlog at one point. Our backlog has gone down, and actually, I'm building her back up. So we're going to have a lot of interviews coming up in the near future that I'll be recording. But I do need to tell you about these that are in the can, ready to go. We have Angelique Carville, Mrs. United Nations U.S. 2008. We had a wonderful interview with her. That's coming up here on the show. And Ms. United America 2007, Charissa Pear. We've had her on the program before, and it's wonderful to have our old friend back. And Charissa is also going to be doing something very special for us. She's going to be our correspondent at the Miss America pageant. She's going out to Vegas, going to record some items. We're going to try to have her email those while she's out there. If not, once she gets back, we'll get everything out here on the PageantCast feed. Haven't decided if that's going to end up being PageantCast on the scene or if we're going to go full episodes. Don't know exactly what's going to happen, but I'll tell you one thing you ought to do is subscribe during that period in particular, because you don't know when I'm going to come out with shows, and you're not going to want to miss a single one. So go on and subscribe today. You know the easiest way to do that. You just look at that left-hand column that we have at pageantcast.com, and you'll see there's ways to subscribe in Juice, which is one of the popular subscription programs. Of course, iTunes, which it seems everybody uses. And now we also have one-click subscription to Zune. So if you have one of those Zune machines, you can now subscribe very easily by clicking on that item.
I listen each week to the Pageant Cast. Do you? This is Darlene Deven, Mrs. Galaxy 2008, wishing you Tiara Dreams.
The next song we have ready for you is from the Stone Coyotes. It's from the PodSafe Music Network, and the name of the song is Johnny Rocks Cantina. So let's hear the Stone Coyotes here on the Pageant Cast.
Johnny Rocks Cantina. I remember we had.
On the podcast Pickle. The Pageant Cast is Pickle number 10128. This is Ashley Wilson, Miss Georgia Teen All-American 2001, wishing you tiara dreams.
You're listening to the Pageant Cast, and on the phone with us today, Michelle Moore, Mrs. Ohio America 2002. You saw her on MTV's Made, and she was top 10 at Mrs. America. Thanks so much for staying through the break, Michelle.
You're very welcome.
Now, one thing that I've been noticing is that the Mrs. pageant seem to be growing at an exponential rate at exactly the same time the Miss pageant seem to be stepping back a page, you know, with Miss America not being on network television anymore. But Mrs. America is now broadcast on Wii, right? Women's Entertainment. So what do you attribute some of these changes to?
You know, I think Mrs. pageants are actually gaining momentum and getting a lot more attention. You're absolutely right. And I think part of it is just the demographics of society in general. I mean, if you look at shows now like Desperate Housewives or the other shows that are on TV that really showcase women who are 30s and 40s, you have magazines coming out that celebrate them. You have models like Christy Brinkley, Christy Turlington, Cindy Crawford, still with thriving, Linda Evangelista, still with thriving careers. You see a lot of older role models in women, and you didn't used to see that. And you see a lot of mothers. I mean, the media has really made a big deal about moms like Demi Moore, who still look amazing, and women who have given birth and look incredible. And I think that is a mirror of what's out there in society. And I think that there are a lot of married women, and especially with the Mrs. America system and our airtime on Wii Television, they usually air our pageant about 10 to 20 different times. And so it gets a lot of viewers and a lot of women out there who just simply did not know, oh my goodness, there is a venue for us. And the exciting thing about it is the women who, I mean, statistically, the women who compete in Mrs. Pageants, 80% of those women have never competed in a pageant before. So they were like me. They grew up watching it. It was something they wanted to do, but they didn't realize that there was a venue. And so I think the Mrs. Pageant system gives these women a short-term goal. You know, maybe they want to work out because they know they're going to be in a swimsuit, or they want to have a great girls' weekend with other women. They want to meet other cool women. They want to highlight their volunteer work. And the Mrs. system really gives them that opportunity. So, yes, we've seen it growing by leaps and bounds.
That's what I've been seeing, but the conventional wisdom almost flies in the face of it. Because one of the things I've been hearing about the Miss competitions is, well, young ladies are interested now in getting their careers started and focusing on their studies and don't have time for pageants. And yet you meet the Mrs. Competitors, and they're so involved with their families. We have some CEOs and doctors that are competing in these Mrs. competitions. These are certainly people without not many holes in the social calendar that needed to be filled in. It's just amazing to me how quickly this is growing.
That's very true. Our Mrs. Ohio America 2005 was the mayor of her city. Mrs.
Wow.
Ohio America 2006 was a chemical engineer. Mrs. Ohio America 2003 is a network television anchor on NBC in Cleveland. Yeah,
it's exactly what I'm talking about. It's like qualifications to you know, as you say, a mayor or to be a president of a country or something like that. It's not what one typically thinks of for
a pageant
background.
Well, and I also think that the preparation, yes, you definitely have to put the time in, eating clean and healthy, working out, getting the wardrobe. But I think that the preparation when you do a Mrs. pageant is a lot less intense than when you are doing another type of a pageant. For instance, we do have one-on-one judges interviews, and we have with celebrities by the time you get to the national level, but they are not based on current events the way that you would work for an interview and study up on your current events if you were doing a Miss pageant, for instance, reading the Wall Street Journal every day. It's more based on your life and what you're doing in your community. And so a lot of these women, you know, they've started major causes. They're really, as opposed to getting the title and then doing the appearances from there, they're really looking at the title almost as basically a career stepping stone. So if they have a cause they want, a not-for-profit or a special cause they want to promote, they know that by winning that state title, they're going to be drawing all kinds of attention to that cause. So it's almost like being on the board of directors if you're going to do that, you know, as a volunteer activity while you're employed. But I think you do find these women, they're basically these CEOs of their households, keeping the kids' schedule going, keeping their husband's schedule going, keeping, you know, their work schedule going, and this is just one more goal on top of that.
Wow. Now, tell us a little bit, Mrs. Ohio America, when do you hold that, and how can people find out if they would like to compete in your pageant?
We hold that in the late spring, so we try to hold it May, June, early July. We don't have a date nailed down yet, but it will be May or June of this year. And we hold it in Columbus every year because it's easy for the Cincinnati gals to get to us, and it's easy for the Cleveland gals to get to us, and all around the state.
Oh, yeah.
We're kind of central there. But we have a website, and it's MrsOhioAmerica.com. And you can just go on the website and download registration forms and sign up. And it's a lot of fun. We structure it like a girls' weekend. Basically, it is a weekend with your girlfriends, and oh, by the way, there's a pageant going on. At the one this year, in our 2007 one, we started the weekend with a Rhinestone Cowgirls Night Out, which was a ton of fun. We all, everybody had their city titles on, and we all went to a Longhorn Steakhouse, rhinestone cowgirled out, and just had a fabulous night.
I'm sure that got quite a few looks with all of them.
Looks, autographs. It was just so much fun for all the contestants because everybody in the restaurant was so excited to see them, and they signed autographs. And it kind of, you know, it felt for a weekend for all the gals from Ohio, like being a celebrity. It was really cool.
Well, that is absolutely fantastic, and it's MrsOhioAmerica.com. We'll put that link in our show notes with today's show. We are just about out of time. Is there anything I missed today that you would like to share with the listeners at a Pageant Cast?
Yeah, I would just like to say that I think that for women in general, pageantry is such a great thing because you really can set short-term goals, and a lot of life is about long-term goals, and it's fun to have these little short-term goals and set the bar and say, can I meet this bar or exceed it? And I think pageantry gives us that outlet. And I think as women, you know, sometimes we take a hit in pageantry that it's fluff or that it's all about the physicality. But I have met so many women who have just completely, at every level, you know, whether they're teenage women or whether they're young women or whether they're women my age, that just shatter the myths. And some of the most interesting, most substantive women that I have ever met, I've met through pageantry, and they've also been some of the most beautiful. And for that very reason, I love this.
Well, it's been an absolute pleasure, gang, to talk to you today. Michelle Moore, Mrs. Ohio America 2002. Thanks so much, Michelle.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Carmen Tyler. You probably know me as a musician and podcaster of the Carmen Cast. But what you may not know is I'm also a voice teacher or singing teacher. Well, since I moved to California, I've been doing webcam lessons for my students in Texas and Arkansas, and I've had a lot of positive feedback. Well, now I want to bring that to the podcast listeners. If you've ever wanted to learn to sing or would like to simply have a vocal tune-up, just stop by my studio site to find out what you need to have a webcam lesson. Oh, and mention that you heard about me here on this podcast, and you'll get $5 off your first lesson of 1 hour. It could be a really great gift for someone. So stop by studio.carmentyler.com. That's studio.carmentyler.com.
Please visit TKPN at our website, www.tkpnpodcast.com.
Let's go to the news desk of the Pageant Cast Tadler. You can find all of these news stories on our news desk at pageantcast.com.
Miss France will get to keep her crown despite the racy photos of her that recently appeared in a gossip magazine. Now, Miss France is 22-year-old Valerie Bague. It's a compromise. She will be allowed to keep her crown, but she will not be able to compete in the Miss World or Miss Universe pageants. She's not allowed in either of them. Pictures? One, she's lying on a cross in a swimming pool in a bikini. Another shows her licking what could be yogurt or evaporated milk, or use your imagination. They are pretty racy, certainly racier than other photos that I have seen going out that have caused similar scandals lately. But they were done professionally. They weren't like MySpace-type things here, which I think shows a greater lapse of judgment than some of these MySpace situations that have occurred. This is interesting. So no Miss France at the Miss World or Miss Universe pageants this year. Now, I know all of my listeners absolutely hate Grey's Anatomy. I know you all do. I know you absolutely think it's the worst show that's on television. But in case you might like the show, go ahead and check out our
photo gallery, because a listener of the program, Samantha Jenkins, Miss Wisconsin ANSO National Miss, took some photos on the Enchanted red carpet premiere. She was out there, and she got some pictures with McDreamy, and actually a few others from Grey's Anatomy showed up, and other cast members of Enchanted. And I know none of you really want to see Patrick Dempsey, but in case you're one of those odd listeners that does, go ahead and check that out at our photo gallery. You can click to it from pageantcast.com. The deal is done, but it isn't official yet. But Donald Trump is bringing Miss USA to the Planet Hollywood Resort in Las Vegas to be broadcast on NBC on April 11th. Does this sound familiar to anybody? This is exactly where Miss America is being broadcast from this year. And has been since, what, 2006, I want to say? Yeah. Yeah, he's bringing it to Vegas. Very surprised. I don't know that it's a very surprising move. Some people are surprised by it. When I sit back and I think about it, it isn't all that surprising. Because Donald has often done things to kind of needle the Miss America system, and certainly jumping right into the exact same facility that Miss America is being held at, that's a nice sized needle. Now, Miss USA usually does move from location to location, where Miss America has been firmly tied to Atlantic City for years and years and years. And moved to Vegas when, frankly, Atlantic City was no longer economically feasible. This one, though, is a little bit of a surprise. We'll keep an eye on this and see if this is totally going to happen. Well, it's that time of year for me to destroy people's names again. So here we go. Ksenia Sukhaivnova, a 20-year-old, 178-centimeter lady from Toymen, was crowned Miss Russia in 2008 in Gostinem Yard in Moscow. Ksenia is expected to compete in both the Miss Universe and Miss World pageants in 2008. Gorgeous Miss Puerto Rico has been exonerated. She has been speaking the truth about, yes, her clothes and makeup were laced with pepper spray, but in a surprise, it was a volunteer and not another contestant that actually caused this. A lot of people were expecting, let's face it, a drop-dead gorgeous moment, and it was not. Miss Puerto Rico exonerated is the big headline, and the thing that's kind of sad is she's really the victim, and by reporting it, she was the suspect for a long time in this whole thing, and it's just sad that it happened to her in the first place. Former Miss Mexico and the winner of the 2007 Miss International, Priscilla Perales, was arrested in Monterey for drunk driving. Her blood alcohol test revealed she had a level of, now it says 0.9. I'm going to say 0.09. I know that newspapers never make a mistake, but 0.9, pretty well, you're dead. The fine is going to be about 20,000 pesos. That's about $1,800. And that is the highest fine for drunk drivers in Mexico. She was one of the finalists in a 2006 Miss Universe pageant. Miss Illinois Ashley Hatfield will make one more stop at her old high school before heading to Las Vegas to compete in the Miss America pageant. She is an excellent student, they say. She worked very, very hard. I could tell she had a high level of excellence she held herself to. Remember to tune in to the reality program Reality Check. And look at your local listings for that. It's coming up this next week, I believe, it premieres.
PageantCast.
Hey, we are out
of time for today's program. I want to thank all the artists that provided PodSafe music for us today. You can find their music at music.podshow.com, or if you want to find the particular song that we played today, go on out to our show notes, and we have all the information that you could need. I'd like to thank Michelle Moore, Mrs. Ohio America 2002, a wonderful lady and an incredible interview. We are so pleased to get to talk to Michelle Moore, and I'm sure you'll enjoy this episode for years to come and save this one. It was a great show. Hey, remember to stay subscribed, and until next week, Tierra Dreams.
You've been listening to a TKPN production.